Vito here on Sun Radio. Love getting behind the curtain with a lot of the bands and songs you hear on Sun Radio. Welcoming Brian Sachs from Mind Reader to your earholes. What's going on, Bry? Where are we these days?
You in I'm in Boulder,
Colorado?
Colorado.
Yeah.
Boulder. Yeah.
How's Boulder treating you?
Boulder is a good spot in the world. I really dig it here. It's awesome. I'm originally from New York City.
Is where you are not as city-esque, Boulder? Because I've been there before, and you know it can feel city, but then you can live on the outside too.
Yeah, this is definitely not city. I have like open space, and you have the best of all worlds here. It's a really cool spot. I dig it. I really do dig it.
Well, Mr. Brian Sachs of Mind Reader, welcome.
Yes.
You're joined here by your brother Beto on Sun Radio. I've been a fan of Mind Reader, man. We've spun a couple of the tunes right now. We're rocking Morning Lights. So I think to start off, why is morning spelt British and why is mind spelt with a Y?
Let's start with the easy one, with mind with a Y.
Yeah.
So we were, when Tonin and I first started this project, we had to come up with a name, which was not our top priority. And we have this uncanny ability to truly read each other's minds. Like, we know what the other is thinking. It's a weird, I haven't had that dynamic. It's weird. So we were like, how about Mind Reader? And then we looked for MIND and it wasn't available. So we said, why don't we just spell it with a Y? It's
Tricky
as simple as that.
tricksters.
We had to think outside the box. So there's nothing more to it than nobody else had Mind Reader with a Y. So,
yep.
And I'm Brian with an I. So we might as well have a Y somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you this. A, that was the least expensive workaround that you could have come up with for Mind Reader. And sorry to any Brian out there that spells it with a Y. Really, with an I is the only way it should be spelt, Brian.
I concur with that. I think it's anybody younger than me is sometimes with a Y, but at my age group, it's definitely with an I.
Yeah. But for the Sun Radio listeners, man, talk up Morning Light. Like, how did we come to that? And then tell me what that is going to lead to. But, you know, give a little background just on that tune that people have been enjoying in their ear holes here on the Sun Radio network.
To me, Morning Light with MOURNING is the emotional center of our entire album. And the album is a concept album in the days of singles and reels and short attention spans. When we started piecing together this album, I could start to see that it was a story of really for somebody looking for love, what that means to the individual, the character of the album, and a search. And in Morning Light, which is the first song on side two, it's a very heavy subject. And out of all the songs that I've written, out of all of them, this one, like, I couldn't get through it without crying probably on 60 or 70 listens. It was very embarrassing because I just couldn't get through it. And what was interesting and what I find really interesting about songwriting is it comes from a part of the unconscious that I'm not necessarily in tune with. So the first line of the song that I got was, I've been living with a new constitution. And I was like, what am I even talking about? What does this mean? It was seemed like a ridiculous lyric at the time. And that song arrived with the second verse first. So what the song is about is what I realized it was about was generational trauma. And it comes down. And Bruce Springsteen has a line in one of his songs where he says, you're born into this life, mister, with the sins of someone else's past. And the opening line of the song in Morning Light is traveling down from a lost generation. And even though the stories change, caught in the trap between love and isolation, and it ends up just the same. So when I looked at that and I was like, okay, what am I trying to say? To me, it was, we have ancestors, we have generational trauma that we inherit that we have no idea that we even receive this. And how does that reflect? How does it continue in our cycle of life? And for me, Personally, I always it's a battle between love and isolation, and can you have love and truly give yourself and not feel isolated in that, or feel isolated without love? And it's a paradox. And then the chorus comes in, and it's a prayer, and it's like, may love rain through me and echo through this town. And what it is the prayer is that there can be healing, that there can be that through this generation, we're not necessarily tied to the chains that we're born into, and we have a choice. And it's a prayer that I could spread love. And then, though the shots rang on the hill, for me, that's more like maybe some of the trauma that you inherit and that you spread. I know you love me still. So no matter how much trauma we have, no matter how unlovable we may feel at times, we're all worthy of love. We're all worthy of receiving love. And it's very, very, very emotionally charged song for me. And when we play it live, I'm going to try to gather myself so I don't cry. And the one line that made me cry is, please forgive me for the words I haven't spoken. And I couldn't get through that line. And oh, my dog's barking, but I couldn't get through that line because there's so much I wish that I could take back sometimes. And I said in other interviews, I hope that for the listener and for myself and anybody that I know, that you hope you don't have a lot of those, because we don't know when our expiration date is, and the people that we love, we don't know when the last time we may see them is. And have we expressed ourselves fully? Have we shown ourselves fully who we are to those that we love and to ourselves? And I think it's a song that I hear of forgiveness and a prayer for forgiveness.
Few things to unpack from that. A, that is such a much more rock and roll description of morning light than just throwing an extra U in to be British. So thank you, Brian, for giving us the backstory. And B, that is a true mind effer, mind spelt with an I, to my fellow adoptees out there who might not know what generational trauma exists unless they go down like a DNA wormhole to find out who, was actual relatives out there. That is deep, man. And I think that's par for the course for the band Mind Reader. Y'all are rock and roll in the sense that it's from your description right there, I can tell that you're a real dude who puts his own heart and soul, just as the band does, into making not only, the recordings of the music, but from the scratch. You're saying you still get emotional from a line in one of the songs that you wrote. And I think that is so powerful in this day and age of the musical or entertainment landscape, when it's the rise of AI. It's the rise of convenience to be able to create art. So thank you for that, Brian.
I just feel like I just feel so blessed because this story, the story of Mind Reader, this story of this point in my life, this story of this band, it's truly a miracle because it was never planned, it was never conceived. And I say this with great humility. I do feel that the songs are being given to me, and they come through me and Tonin, they come through to maybe help other people that we're not, because there's so everything you just mentioned is what kind of isolates us all. We could get into our own feedback loops of just our own reels and our own algorithms of what we want to hear, and it isolates us or makes us against them. And what is it that we all have here on this planet? It's a shared human experience that we all love. We all want love. We all want forgiveness. We all want joy. We want to connect and not feel isolated. And what is it that connects us more than what divides us? And to me, that's what great rock and roll is. That's what
Yes.
music is about. When we grew up, when I was a kid in New York, we had the Yankees or the Mets, so that divided us, but it unified us with baseball. And then we also had our music. We had like the radio, and we had like when Pink Floyd put out something, or Black Sabbath, or Zeppelin, the whole neighborhood came together, and then we each would be like top fans of different bands, and we all unified around music. It was everything that brought us together, and I'm nostalgic for that. I'm nostalgic for the days that music brought people together in the shared human experience, and it wasn't so divided and so myopic in our views.
Yeah, man, I will trade trading actual mixtape cassettes over listening to an AI DJ on a playlist from some playlist any day of the week, bro. So I'm right there with you. If people want to find out more about y'all, it's mindreadermusic.com. And don't forget you spell mind with a Y. But take us back, because you mentioned now you're in good old Colorado, but you didn't you kind of cut your teeth out there in the Big Apple, New York City? With the authority. And now it might seem that you've been reborn in Colorado. So how did we get here, Brian?
That's a great question. I'm gonna give you the Crib Notes version of that. So, in the 90s, there was this incredibly vibrant scene in Lower Manhattan. There was a place called the Nightingale, which was on 2nd Avenue and 13th Street, for those of you keeping score at home, and the Wetlands. And these it was there was the Spin Doctors, there was Blues Traveler, there was Joan Osborne, and those are the bands that you know. The God Street Wine, maybe some people know. And there was this incredible music scene, and it all started at the New School of Music. Bernard Purdy was one of the instructors there. Arnie Lawrence, may he rest in peace, was one of the instructors there. And some of the guys that I was in the authority with were from the Rennie was the singer of the band. His father played with Ray Barretto, Tito Puente, all the major salsa stars. So we were involved, and they all went to the New School of Music. And we came out of the Lower East Side, and there was the coveted Monday night slot at the Nightingale. And first, this band, The Worms, had it, then Blues Traveler had it, then Spin Doctors had it, and then The Authority got it. And then we started playing Wetlands, and we were the house band there. Dave Matthews opened up for us at the Wetlands, and then we were trade shows with him out in Virginia. And there was this incredible scene, and I spent my 20s traveling and touring. And all our friends hit it big, but we didn't. And I had found Boulder because we played at a place called the Fox Theater out here. And I just couldn't take living in a van and traveling anymore. I had reached a point where I was like, my music days are over and I have to make a living because I can't spend the rest of my days in a van. And I moved out to Boulder in 1997 with $700 to my name. And I played for fun in a band, but I totally put my music aside. And what was really interesting at that point is I became a huge fan of music. When I was in the Authority, I had the opportunity to see Jeff Buckley play, and I was too busy. I was too cool. I was working. I couldn't go see him, you know? And I look back at my younger self and I was envious and I was jealous because we didn't hit the big time like everybody else. And when I left all that behind, I finally became a fan of music again. And I would go to Red Rocks out here. I saw Tom Petty, Radiohead, My Morning Jacket, you name it. I got to see so many shows and I found and rediscovered my joy of music. And through that, I also built up a business and I was able to sell that business in 2022. And I'm skipping over a lot of years, and I'll just get to the point real quick. And I'm sorry for being so verbose, but it's a long period of time. And in 2022, we sold our company, and there's a guy in the New Master Sounds named Eddie Roberts. He's a brilliant guitar player. He played our party, and I sat in with him. And he was like, "Oh my God, this guy could play." I played the drums, and we formed a friendship. It's so hard to get this quickly done, but I also ran into Tonin up on 4th of July weekend, and I knew he was a musician. And we said, let's play music and discover the joy of music that we had when we were 13 with no destination. We didn't have a singer, we didn't have anything. We said, let's just have fun. Let's play the music we grew up in. Nobody's playing rock and roll anymore. Let's play rock and roll. Let's just play rock and roll. Let's play the music we grew up on. And then this whole thing started to take on a life of its own. And it's almost like we're on this escalator and it just keeps moving forward. And it's a miracle because this was not planned. It all kind of has just fallen into place.
I love that so much, man. The only thing I'm going to hold against you is the missed opportunity to see Buckley live in those olden days, because oh my God, talk about heartstrings and powerful human connection. I think that guy had it all, right?
Today's would have been his 59th birthday.
No way. Today on
Yep.
this actual interview?
I'm almost sure of it. Correct me if I'm wrong,
No, I'm
but
not
I'm.
going to, because Brian Sachs from Mind Reader, your brother Beto here, I don't believe in just birthdays. Life is far too short. You have to impress and annoy all your friends and family by celebrating birth weeks and birth months. So if it's
Absolutely.
around this time, happy birth month to our guy Jeff Buckley traveling
Yeah.
the cosmos, man.
And I was good friends with his drummer because he played in a Nut Matt, who was in the New York scene also. And it's just, he was always, oh, I'm out on the road with Jeff, and I couldn't even pay attention. I can't even believe I missed it, man. Like I, that, that, that's it's unforgivable. It is. Please forgive me for the shows I haven't seen.
I think we all are guilty of that. And you are truly forgiven, because I think you gave some of the best advice there, telling your story, how your musical career, I don't want to say career, but lust for creation was reborn throughout this journey. I think a lot of us might need that reset. We all get lost in our day-to-day grind or chasing a dream. And then you look back and realize, why did I even have that as my mountaintop for a dream? Now I realize it's so much more. So I think there's a powerful positive message there. And no matter where you are in life, kind of, having that meditation moment to reset and really rediscover what is important. Why was that dream such an important goal to begin with? And maybe the way to get there, the pathway, the roadmap, isn't what you might have thought of in your younger self.
It's so true. It's like as I get older and as I see everything, I think there's a certain amount, and it was a word I never liked to use, but it's surrender. And it's not surrender that you're just some passive like entity, like a bag being blown in the wind, but a surrender to what is your life calling? Like to me, it's when I'm playing music or I'm working on music. I don't even want to take a bathroom break. I don't even want to eat. I don't want to stop. Like it's so a time disappears. And when something speaks to you at that level, regardless of what it is, there's something that's saying, this is it. This is, and it's not necessarily that you even have to make a living doing it, because there's a difference between doing what you love for a living and doing just something that you love. So if whatever that love is, whatever makes you tick, that's in one way why you're here, what your purpose is. This is my belief. And for me, it's truly when I'm back with music, I mean the gratitude that I have and now the appreciation that I have for songwriting. When I hear songwriters and I hear songs now, I'm just astonished of the infinite well of creativity that's out there and what we're blessed, what we could find and what we could inspire and how inspiring music is. And to me, music is life. Music is blood. It's one reason I know I'm here on this planet.
Well, hear, hear, and cheers to that. You guys put out such positive, heartfelt music. We're spinning Morning Light right now, but I was first turned on to you with Simply Avanti, and that's to me kind of like an anthem. So continue doing what you're doing out there, brother. Mindreadermusic.com, spell mind with a Y. What's on the horizon here? I saw somewhere that some vinyl is coming out. What can we expect? Is Mind Reader hitting the road? Can we get excited for anything happening in Central Texas or around these parts for the Sun Radio Network, Brian?
Well, first off, the rumor has it Austin might be a good music town, right?
I've seen that on a bumper sticker once or twice in my lifetime.
So I saw the Black Pumas in Austin right around COVID when they were just some outdoor place. Like it was, I forget. It was outdoors. It was like a barbecue place or something. It was really cool. It was a great show. I
Stubbs.
loved it. What was the name of it?
Stubbs.
Yes, I was at
Yep.
Stubbs. I saw them there. And it was right after COVID, and it was like religious being there. So you're asking if we're playing. Yes, we're going to hit the road. And That's a miracle, man, because never in my wildest dreams. It's like I was talking to my old business partner, and he was a baseball player. And I was like, could you imagine at this point being able to go on the road playing baseball? Like, what a dream that would be. And I'm going to get that to play music. And my favorite place to be in the world is behind my drums and playing this music. And we will. We love Austin. We love the support that your station is giving us. We have our vinyl coming out. We will be in Austin. We are excited. And what our musical gathering is, I don't know if you've heard the song Home, but the chorus or the and it's the prayer is more life, please. That's the prayer of the song. It's just no matter how messed up this planet is, no matter how hard life can be, no matter what it is, we just want more of it. We just want more of it. So, what is better than live rock and roll with the prayer of more life? So, we're going to be bringing, I call it Rock and Roll Redemption, and it's the Rock and Roll Redemption Tour for all of us to come together in the joy of community and music and celebration of life, of music, of joy, of and the show is going to be, there's a lot. Morning Light is intense. There's a lot of reality. Simply Avante is, to me, it's a happy song, but it's in a minor key. So it's almost like there's always this light in the darkness somewhere. So how could we all come together in this human experience? And what's better than rock and roll to really, really, really unite people and bring that shared experience? So yes, we're going to hit the road. Yes, we're going to have with the album is coming out January 30th. And believe it or not, we already have the second album fully written, and it's just about getting in the can. And we are just getting on all cylinders. And when I hear everything that we have music. We're built to last, man. We are built to last. This is not going to be a one hit. This is going to be a long road, and we're going to be around for a long time.
Well, I believe all of that because you say it with your chest, man. So I can't wait to see you in Central Texas, and we can all get some of that soul, that get together as a group, find our own redemption through your music. And like I said, man, hit that rebirth, that reset. That is, it's possible. People get lost so much in the now, or nothing can ever happen in a positive light. And I think there really is something to all that stuff that you said about having that rebirth, having that reset. So we wish you the best of luck. And of course, you're going to have to find a way to mess around with your Sun Radio family when you're in town again, too, brother.
Oh, we would love to come in, do some live performance. Shelby, our singer, in my mind, he's a generational talent. His voice is this old soul, like it's familiar yet not, he's just got that tonality to him. And when you hear him sing live, man, he doesn't miss a note, and he brings it from like it feels ancient when you hear him sing. Like sometimes it was so funny. We did this live video shoot. It's on YouTube right now. We did Simply Avante and Leaving Our Lives off the album. And when Tonin first heard Shelby sing, he fell. He was playing acoustic guitar and he fell off the log that we were practicing on.
Hell yeah. Well, much love to your mind reader crew from your brother Beto and the Sun Radio family down here. Follow along with them at mindreadermusic.com. That album and vinyl is going to be dropping in January, and we look forward to having you back in our parts, hopefully sooner than later, Mr. Brian Sachs.
And more life, please, right? More life,
Yeah.
please.
Much love, dude. I appreciate
Much
your
love.
time today, homie.
Appreciate you as well. Thank you so much for having us.